Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let me get to our guest right now, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, on the phone with us this morning. Senator, happy Wednesday.
Great to be with you, Mark. I got to spend an hour with the president yesterday, who came to talk to Republican senators at the Tuesday policy lunch that I chair, and that was right after that announcement. So we got a chance yesterday to thank him in person immediately for moving forward with things that not only help our agricultural producers, but also help people who need food. You know, this is in our country and worldwide the closest to a food shortage we've seen in a long time, and it's an important wake-up call for Americans and people all over the world that we never need to take that incredible food chain at incredibly affordable prices for granted. And we were able to thank the president for his efforts in that regard specifically, plus the other things working to get the economy going again, but also to get testing and vaccines available as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's true. And before I get to the vaccine and testing part of it, you know, for those of us here in the greater St. Louis area, oftentimes the people that are sight unseen are the farmers and the agriculture folks who have been impacted by this across the state. And I know that you talk to a lot of those folks.
You know, I'm sort of one of those folks in my background, at least, and I do talk to them a lot. And this is a important understanding that the food doesn't come from the grocery store. Now, we're grateful to the grocery store clerks, the delivery people, the convenience store people that have done an incredible job of staying open and dealing with customers and having things available. But we need to remember where that food comes from and whether it's a labor issue, a trade issue, a science-based let's make our food easier to grow in changing times issue, that we need to be sure we're understanding all of that and just how critically important it is that we don't let those farm families walk away from the farm because we've made it too difficult to make a living at the farm.
True. Senator Blunt, my guest this morning, he's also chairman of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee when it comes to labor and health and human services. More money is headed to Missouri, I know for sure, to expand coronavirus testing. How important is that?
Well, it's really important. I think testing, short of a vaccine, I think testing is the most important thing to get the economy re-engaged again. Therapeutics, those things you have to help you through this disease when you catch it, clearly important for people who have it. But for people who have had it, having a test that lets them know they've had it and likely are immune until the time when we get a vaccine, or people needing to know, do I have it or not? I don't feel as well as I did yesterday. I've got a little bit of fever. Should I be at work? Should I be at school or not? And we need a quick, easily taken, quickly responded to test that lets you know within 10 or 12 minutes, yes, you have a fever today, but you don't have coronavirus, and your view that you should show up for work was exactly right, or yes, you do have it, and you need to go home for a couple of weeks, and we'll be checking on you to see what other help you need while you're isolating from the rest of our workforce, the rest of our classroom, the rest of your dormitory when kids start back to school. All those are critically important. And, you know, that's why we've talked about, Mark, you and I have talked about the Shark Tank concept that Senator Alexander and I came up with, this group of outside experts coming into the NIH to look at already over 100 proposals for quick and easy testing. And when we think those are likely to work, to go ahead and put some money behind getting them in the process of being made in large volumes. And if it happens not to work, it happens not to work. That's a risk worth taking at a time when every day, every week, certainly every month matters in terms of whether an easily taken test is available or a vaccine is available. The difference in having that vaccine in late December as opposed to late February available to millions of people, incredibly important. The difference of having a test available that's easily taken in mid-August rather than mid-September or early October, incredibly important to getting people feeling good about sending their kids back to school or even sending their kids away to school and living in a dorm. All that really matters. And so the Shark Tank idea is an idea to buy time, to put things on a double or triple track, be producing things you think are likely to work with the understanding that if only two of these five things work, getting those two things that work earlier than we would otherwise makes a big, big difference.
Well, it's encouraging on this end, Senator, to see people getting back to work here. St. Louis County, we were just talking earlier, Denise and I have noticed more traffic on the roads yesterday. I actually had to venture out to a Walmart yesterday. You know, I wouldn't say the place was packed, but there were a lot of cars in the parking lot. I mean, people are venturing back out. A lot of them had masks on. Some chose not to. But it's a sign that we're moving forward. And I saw the president is trying to cut regulations again to help some of these businesses get started. That's a key.
That's a key. The president has done a great job of taking on the regulatory environment and trying to be sure it makes sense. We had too many regulations just for the sake of regulation. We have too many things that have gone one step too far. Didn't provide much benefit, but raised our utility bills, didn't provide much benefit, but made it harder to keep that store open, to keep that business open, to keep that job there. And we need every regulation we absolutely have to have. We don't need regulations just for the sake of keeping government employees busy trying to enforce a regulation that doesn't really do much good. And the president has been great on that. And he gave his entire cabinet this week the charge again: get out there and eliminate these regulations that don't make sense. And by the way, enforce the ones that do in a way that people know quickly what their problem is and what it's going to take to solve it.
It's a great point. One final question here before I run out of time, Senator. On Senator Graham's request, I believe he's going to hold a hearing in early June on some of these unmasking issues. How much should your constituents here be worried about what appears to be a pretty major scandal that took place surrounding these FISA warrants and who knew what leading into the Trump administration?
Well, I think they should be worried about it. And, you know, the Carter Page situation is one that has a FBI just not telling the truth to the FISA court. Nothing wrong with the FISA law. At that point, what was wrong was the people who chose not to comply with the law and mislead the court, people in the FBI who the court in the history of the FBI should have had reason to trust. They didn't have reason to trust them. They didn't know that. The Flynn case, not only trying to prosecute Flynn under a law that nobody has ever successfully been prosecuted under since it was passed in 1799, but then deciding to go after him because he couldn't remember a phone call. I was briefed on that by the FBI at the time. It was obvious that he understood that if he'd made a call or he had received a call from the Russian ambassador, they would have known everything he said anyway. So if they want to know about the call, tell them what was on the call. You can imagine the chaos in a normal, any transition, even more, I think, in the transition to President Trump, how many calls were made, how many discussions you had, how hard it might be to sort all that out. And to make that a crime was absolutely outrageous. And I'm glad that Senator Graham is pursuing that and other things that should not have happened.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Senator Roy Blunt, thanks again for your time this morning.
Hey, great to talk to you, Mark. Look forward to talking to you soon and seeing you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.